So, in our last discussion, we looked at verses 7, 8, and 9 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Let's do a quick recap. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلنا قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. We never sent any message before you except to these men to whom we sent a revelation. Ask then those who remember if you do not know. We explained that previously they had objected that the Nabi is a human like us. How can he be a Nabi? So Allah is saying, you say that on the one hand. On the other hand, you say he must produce miracles like the prophets before him. But the prophets before him were humans when they produced those miracles. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, if you don't know about the prophets before, if you don't have full knowledge, ask the people of remembrance, meaning the Jews and the Christians. They are people who have knowledge of scripture. They'll be able to help you out. And then as a general rule, the scholars say that this also applies. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرٍ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. In any field or in any matter, ask the people of expertise. Ask the people of expertise and they will be able to help you. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. We did not create them as bodies that did not eat food, nor were they immortal, meaning the prophets. They were humans. They eat food like humans ate. Angels don't eat. Nor are they immortal. Only Allah is immortal from ever before until ever after. In Surah Furqan, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطعام ويمشون في الأسواق. We sent prophets before you. They used to eat food. They used to walk around in the marketplaces, because the human that follows a Nabi needs to be able to identify with the Nabi. So the Nabi becomes a practical role model, how to do business, how to be a husband, how to be a father, how to be a community leader, etc. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ وَمَنْ نَشَاءُ وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ. We then fulfilled to them the promise, so we saved them and whomever we willed, and we destroyed the transgressors. Allah had promised them that Allah would come to their assistance. And when Allah's assistance came, when Allah's divine decision came, those who were with them were saved and those who were against them were punished. And Allah says that's the system. So if you want to talk about the previous nations and say that they, or the previous prophets, and say, well, they brought miracles, where's the miracles from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Well, then look at it more holistically. When they asked for miracles and the miracles came, then they were destroyed if they didn't believe. Are you ready for that? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is highlighting these points which we discussed previously. Now today we move on to verse number 10. And this is now the final verse of the first ruku of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah says, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. We have sent to you a book in which is your remembrance. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. What will you not understand? The book here Allah is referring to is the Quran. And Allah is saying that in the Quran you have been advised and you have been admonished in every way. Good and evil has been made clearly distinguished. The consequences of good and evil has been highlighted comprehensively and thoroughly, so you can safeguard yourself from divine punishment. Therefore, recognize the value of the Quran. You're talking miracle, miracle, miracle. The greatest miracle that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought was the Quran. Then Allah is saying, فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ, in which is your remembrance. O Arabs, the Quran was revealed in your language. It is through the Quran that you gained prominence, because we revealed it in your language to a perfect member of your community, Muhammad bin Abdullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that then resulted in you being conferred with eternal popularity. The Arabs, in Ma'riful Quran it's written, gained supremacy in the world, not because of tribalism, not because of culture, but because of the Quran. Why are the Arabs so renowned in the annals of history? It's because of what the Quran empowered them with and what they were then able to give to humanity after that. So Allah has blessed you by revealing the Quran to a person from amongst you. Now, why don't you take heed of the message? Why don't you accept? Why don't you embrace the Quran? Why don't you heed the admonishment of the Quran? Otherwise, if you don't believe in such a benefactor who's from amongst you, someone you used to call As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, then you will be disgraced in this world as well as in the year after. So that's the crux of the message. Allah says a rhetorical question. فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. What? Will you not understand? I mean, why are you not understanding? Why are you not understanding when it's so manifest and clear-cut? So that's the end of the first ruku. Now, in the second ruku, in the coming verses, Allah makes mention of the destiny of those nations which antagonize their prophets. And in the process, they oppress themselves. We'll talk about that in the coming days, inshallah.